Let's go a little further here. At one point, he came back to where he kind of had a home base, and there was a delegation of people from where he'd been born pleading with him to come home. And he felt that his what he was doing for the benefit of mankind, had to be done from where he was. So he said, "I can't come home." But he sent a picture of himself to his mother, which when she opened it, spoke to her. And that apparently is good enough. At a fairly young age, he was invited to... The more you know about Tibet, the more sense this will make. But at a fairly young age, he was being invited to different, especially important monasteries, to instruct their most advanced disciples in the teachings of the Buddha. He was asked to be imperial tutor to the Emperor of China when he was about 22. He refused. All along, all these studies he did, of all these different traditions, they all required at different points examinations, taking examinations. And the examinations always took the form of debate. And in any real spiritual tradition, including the Pythagorean and Platonic traditions in the West before they got wiped out, in any real traditions, there are always examinations. You don't just kind of study it now. Okay, I'm cool. No, you get examined, and you pass or you don't. You know or you don't. And some of the questions you're asked, you can't answer them unless you've attained certain states of consciousness. So that's how they can tell. So all through this learning and going to all these different places, he'd study, but then he'd have to pass an exam. And he did. He passed all the exams effortlessly. But even he had to have him be examined. It's from these mystery traditions, by the way, with their examinations, that we have examinations. Like in school, you know, it's turned upside down, but that's where it started. The examinations used to mean something, but they weren't examining you in terms of how much data you had in your head. Yeah. Okay. It said that he's a. People were fascinated and awed by him when they met him, because they'd never met anyone remotely like that. But that when they actually encountered him, met him one-on-one, he immediately put them at ease. And he was very patient with all sincere questions, and very kind, and completely selfless. He had absolutely no ego. He didn't think of himself. Somebody wants in. At 32, he began writing, and he wrote quite a lot. Most of what he wrote is available in English translation today. If you're interested, it's in print, it's in paperback. His writings alone were just voluminous. He started at 32. He wrote so much, one of his contemporaries said, after he passed away. He wrote so much that you would think that that's all he did. Because there's so much of it. And yet that it wasn't all he did. That was one of the things he did. He wrote a great deal. He wrote his own books. He wrote commentaries on hundreds of sutras. All of which are on the internet. He studied something called the Kala Chakra Tantric Cycle, the heart of which is conceived of as a spiritual, mental, and physical center of reality called Shambhala. So if you ever come across Tibetan teachings, you might come across the notion of Shambhala as a place, in a mental place, in a spiritual place. And if a person masters a Kala Chakra Tantra cycle, they might come to experience at some level whatever Shambhala is about. He did. He mastered that cycle. He mastered all the teachings. There's something called Siddhis, S-I-D-D-H-I-S, which is supra-normal powers. He mastered all the Siddhis. And just for you Tibetan types, I'll read this. After having mastered all the lineages, he made a systematic study of the four levels of the Vajrayana, involving deep understanding of the mysteries of Saraswati, the Black Manjushri, Manjushri Dharmakarya, and Guhya Samaja, King of Tantras. I don't know what that means, but I know there are several people in this room who are familiar with those phrases, and so it's worth knowing that he mastered all of that as well. Having mastered all these things, he went on an extended retreat all by himself. And there's no information about it. Except that when he came out of it, before this, kind of halfway between when he was 16 and 32, his consciousness was so highly developed that he had he had the ability and the permission to ask questions of Manjushri, the Buddha or Bodhisattva of wisdom and discrimination. He was at a level where he could ask direct questions on important matters and get guidance. This is virtually unheard of, even in the Tibetan tradition. So on this retreat, he he took this retreat to decide what to do with the rest of his life, because there was nothing more to learn. And